You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vadrinska from Showtime, URN specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And it really is the creme de la creme of theatre news this week, because you might be aware that it was the Olivier's last Sunday. Now, this is a pretty big deal in the theatre world, because the Olivier Awards are basically the most prestigious stage awards in Britain. They're run by the Society of London Theatre, and as such, they celebrate and reward shows that are predominantly on in the West End. They look at both plays and musicals, but really, if a show of any kind has got an Olivier nomination, or better yet, a win, you know it's going to be pretty damn good. And so it's always very exciting to see what's done well at the Olivier's each year. Now, I will say the full ceremony was broadcast on Magic Radio on Sunday evening, so you can take a listen back to that if you want to hear literally everything that happened, including some of the behind-the-scenes stuff and interviews and unedited speeches that didn't make it into the television broadcast. Which, speaking of the television broadcast, a sort of highlights version was shown straight after the ceremony on ITV. It featured all the live performances from the nominated shows and the speeches from some of the bigger awards, in heavily inverted commas there, and other highlights like that. So you can watch that back on the ITV hub if you want to see it for yourself. But as a musical theatre show, which is what Showtime is and what the Spotlight On podcast is part of, I thought I would just take you through some of the winners and some of the news and basically some of the things that you should probably be aware of after the Olivier's this week. So first things first, there were two big shows to look out for on the night. In the plays category, that was Life of Pi, which won 5 awards, including Best New Play. And in the musicals category, it was Cabaret, which won 7 of the 11 awards it was nominated for, including all 4 of the Best Acting Performance in a Musical categories, which no musical has ever done before in the history of the Olivier's. So let's look at this properly, because everyone was expecting Cabaret to do very well anyway, and it clearly did. It was leading the pack in terms of the number of awards it was up for in the first place. As I said, it had got 11 nominations, which really is no mean feat at all. I've talked about it on Showtime before, but this version of Cabaret really is spectacular. Yes, it has a hefty ticket price to go with it, but the way this new version of Cabaret has been put together really is just next level when it comes to theatre, and they've done a very good job of keeping the musical side of things alive while also giving it this dark, edgy, kind of art house feel to it, which you don't often get in musicals. So the first award that Cabaret got, unsurprisingly, was Best Director for Rebecca Frecknell, and 100% deserved that. She was up against Michael Longhurst for Constellations, Kathleen Marshall for Anything Goes, and Max Webster for Life of Pi, 3 shows that also did very, very well in terms of nominations and wins at this year's Olivier's. So in theory, Best Director could have gone to any one of them. In practice, though, it really was Rebecca Frecknell's to lose, and I'm so pleased that she didn't lose, because Cabaret is just such a stunning piece of theatre, and she really did deserve to be acknowledged and rewarded for capturing something so unique with its staging. If it hadn't gone to Rebecca Frecknell for Cabaret, I think Best Director probably would have gone to Max Webster for Life of Pi, because a lot of the more technical and creative categories aren't split into separate plays and musicals at the Olivier's. And that's really important to bear in mind, because a lot of the awards that Cabaret was nominated for and that Cabaret equally deserved to win, like Best Set Design in particular, they went to Life of Pi instead. And I don't mean instead like, oh, Life of Pi shouldn't have won it, because they more than deserved all of the awards that they got. And really, Life of Pi is a treat for the eyes. The cast of the show performed at the award ceremony, and my goodness, it's just so impressive. But it's still worthwhile acknowledging the fact that for a lot of those technical awards, the plays and musicals are combined into one category. And so Cabaret and Life of Pi really were up against each other and could have easily won in a lot of categories. I mean, they did both very well across the board anyway, so maybe we shouldn't quibble it, but it's just something to be aware of. So in addition to Best Director, Cabaret also got Best Sound Design for Nick Lidster, again beating out Life of Pi, and then it also got Best Musical Revival. Now, if you heard last week's Showtime when we were running through all the nominated musicals, you'll know that the Best Musical Revival really was the hardest fought award of the evening. It was basically a two-horse race between the absolute juggernauts that were Cabaret and Anything Goes, two shows that individually were pitched as the theatrical event of 2021. And then, just to mention it as well, there was the smaller-scale Almeida Theatre's production of Spring Awakening, which was nominated too. It really would have taken a lot for Spring Awakening to win. It was properly the underdog. But the fact that it was even on the list in the first place is such a huge achievement, and it got a great reaction from the audience when they performed live on the night. But Best Musical Revival really was ultimately between Cabaret and Anything Goes. And I'm not surprised that Cabaret won. This was the fourth time that Cabaret had been nominated for Best Musical Revival in the history of the Oliviers, and it had never won before. So not only did it feel like it was blooming well overdue, I'm just so pleased that it was this production of Cabaret that finally took that award. It offers so much as a stage production. It's the same material as always, but it feels new and fresh and unlike anything we've seen before. Which isn't something that we could say for Anything Goes, on the other hand, because that was a direct transfer of an already existing show. It was the Broadway production from 2011, done in the same way, with the same choreography, with much of the same direction. It was just in London instead of in New York. And so while it's still very, very impressive as a show, it wasn't as new, if that makes sense. I will say Anything Goes did win Best Theatre Choreographer for Kathleen Marshall, which I was really, really pleased to see, because the tap routines in Anything Goes are incredible. And if you haven't seen it for yourself yet and want to know what all the fuss is about, then I can tell you that the filmed version of Anything Goes is still available to watch on BBC iPlayer right now. I can imagine that there was some disappointment from the cast and crew of Anything Goes that it was up for 9 awards at the Oliviers and only left with one in the end, the one for choreography, as I said. But really, nothing could take Cabaret down on the night, it seems. And that brings me on to the Best Acting in a Musical Performance categories. No show in the history of the Oliviers has ever won all 4 musical acting categories. That's Best Actor in a Supporting Role in a Musical, Best Actress in a Supporting Role in a Musical, Best Actor in a Musical, and Best Actress in a Musical. And those latter two categories are basically referring to someone who is in a leading role. But yeah, no show has ever got a clean sweep before. So first off, we came to Best Supporting Actor in a Musical, and I didn't really know where it was going to go. I think I personally was rooting for Clive Carter, who plays Harold Zeidler in Moulin Rouge, but there was also Gary Wilmot from Anything Goes, who is a theatre and Olivier staple, so it could have very easily been him. There was Hugh Coles, who plays George McFly in Back to the Future, and he had just won the What's on Stage Awards for the same role, so clearly was a fan favourite there. And then there was Elliot Levy, who plays Herr Schultz in Cabaret, who ended up taking the award in the end. And again, it's very, very well deserved. He was brilliant in Cabaret when I went to see it. So endearing and joyful at the start, and then bringing such an authenticity to the character arc of Herr Schultz as things start to go wrong around him. And I'll also say Elliot Levy gave my favourite speech on the night too, not only praising the diversity and openness of the cast at Cabaret, but also making an incredibly touching statement about Ukrainian refugees, given that he himself is the grandson of a man who left Ukraine and came to the UK years and years and years ago. So definitely worth giving that a listen if you get the chance. It was great. So at that point in the evening, I thought that Cabaret would end up with 3 out of the 4 acting categories because everyone already expected them to get the 2 leading ones and then they'd won Best Supporting Actor, like I said. And so we went into Best Supporting Actress in a musical where the nominees were Gabrielle Brooks for Get Up, Stand Up, the Bob Marley musical, Victoria Hamilton Barrett for Cinderella, Liza Sadovi for Cabaret, and Carly Mercedes Dyer for Anything Goes. And we all thought Carly Mercedes Dyer would win it. Like, it was hers to lose. She'd already got the What's on Stage Award for it, and it had pretty much just been accepted in the theatre viewing community that she'd be getting the Olivier too. And then Liza Sadovi's name was called instead, and I was stunned. Not because Liza isn't an amazing actress. Like, she stole every scene that she was in when I saw her in Cabaret, and I thought she gave an extraordinarily compelling performance. It was just that we'd accepted that the award wasn't going to go to her, so it was then a real surprise when it did. And I will say, there were a lot of comments straight away on Twitter saying that Carly Mercedes Dyer had been robbed, which I understand the sentiment, but I don't condone. Like, the 2 roles and the 2 performances and the 2 musicals as a whole are very, very different shows, and it's hard to compare them against each other. And I think Carly Mercedes Dyer was hands down one of the absolute highlights of Anything Goes, and she brought a real cheeky charm to the role of Irma, while Liza Sadovi was able to get her teeth into much more heavy material as Fräulein Schneider. But I certainly don't want comments online, on social media, on things like that, to take away from the fact that Liza Sadovi is a bloody brilliant actress, while it's also important to acknowledge the incredible job that Carly Mercedes Dyer did, and everyone else in that category as well, but specifically Carly. And again, if you want to see Carly Mercedes Dyer for yourself, then you can watch the filmed version of Anything Goes on iPlayer now. But at that point in the Olivier ceremony on Sunday, Cabaret was halfway to a clean sweep in the acting categories, and as I said, it was fully expected to win Best Lead Actor and Actress as well, which, spoiler alert, it totally did. It is no surprise at all that the Oscar-winning Eddie Redmayne and the Oscar-nominated Jessie Buckley both won their respective acting categories at the Oliviers. From the second Cabaret opened in London, they'd been tipped to win, and rightly so. Like the rest of Cabaret, they both brought something so new and unique to the roles that they were playing. It was also the first time an actress had ever been nominated at the Oliviers for playing Sally Bowles, so I think that says a lot about how brilliant Jessie Buckley was in the show. And I will also say that it's definitely worth giving the ITV highlight show a watch just to see Amy Lennox, who has just joined the London cast of Cabaret, in Jessie Buckley's place as Sally Bowles. Amy Lennox gave a live performance of the title song from Cabaret, and it was stunning, like absolute chills. A lot of people, I think, expect a Liza Minnelli version of the song Cabaret, like very pretty and jazzy and sort of jazz hands musical theatre, that style. And it absolutely isn't. Like, within the context of the show, Cabaret the song should be performed like someone is having a breakdown. And Jessie Buckley did it brilliantly when I saw it, and Amy Lennox did it just as well at the Oliviers on Sunday. She got an instant standing ovation, and honestly, it was easily my favourite performance of the night. It was also the first time we'd ever had a TV performance from this new version of Cabaret, so it was extra exciting to see it for that reason too. But yeah, long story short, Cabaret really was the runaway winner on the night. It ended up with 7 awards in total, which matches the most Olivier Awards ever won by a musical, a record that is also held by Matilda and Hamilton. Although Cabaret, I will say, now has the extra kudos of winning all 4 of its acting categories, which, as I said, no show has ever done before, so definitely the big winner on Sunday. I will also give a mention to Back to the Future, which was up for 7 awards, the most of any of the new musicals. And while it did only win 1 award in the end, it was the MasterCard Best New Musical Award. So pretty good one to go for there. Moulin Rouge also got Best Costume Design, which when you see the cast live performance, you'll realise how deserved that award is. So credit to Catherine Zuber for her incredible designs. And the last of the winning musicals was Get Up, Stand Up, the Bob Marley musical, which took home Best Original Score or New Orchestrations. It's a bit of a weird category, that one, as it covers two very different things. The original score part of it is for entirely new music that has been written just for a show. So you're basically nominating the composer and lyricist, usually. Whereas the new orchestrations part covers original music and also new arrangements of existing songs, which is why you suddenly get jukebox musicals like Get Up, Stand Up, or much older musicals like Anything Goes. They get nominated alongside entirely new musicals like Back to the Future. And interestingly, Life of Pi as well, because of the music in that. Personally, I'm still a bit salty about the fact that Moulin Rouge wasn't nominated for it at all, because I think it has the best orchestrations of any musical in London at the moment. But that's just me. A huge congrats nonetheless to Simon Hale for getting the award for Get Up, Stand Up instead, because he has done a fab job adapting that music for the stage. No awards though for Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cinderella or for Frozen or for The Drifter's Girl, but all three are still running in London if you want to see them. And obviously not getting an Olivier award doesn't mean that they aren't worth seeing by any means. In fact, one of the conversations that has very quickly sprung up off the back of this year's Olivier's and some other award shows more recently too, it's whether certain shows should be allowed to dominate an award ceremony in the way that we've been seeing recently. Like Life of Pi and Cabaret pretty much won everything that they could at the Olivier's, which meant that a lot of other shows ended up missing out. And then likewise, we had Hamilton do the same a few years ago, and more recently Moulin Rouge at the Tony Awards on Broadway literally just last year, where it won everything. And they're all great shows that deserved what they won, but they also fit very well into a pattern that is established by the kinds of judging panels that are used at award shows. And it's definitely an interesting question to think about whether things ought to be shared out a bit more fairly. I would love to know what you think about it, because it is a really difficult line to find the balance for. Either way, it doesn't change the fact that Cabaret really is the show of the season, with Back to the Future also being the official Best New Musical too. So if you're looking to go and see something next time you're down in London, you can't go far wrong with either of them. Remember, if you want to catch up on this year's Olivier's, you can hear the full ceremony through Magic Radio if you go to their website or their mobile app, and you can watch the television highlights package, including all of the live performances from the nominated shows on the ITV Hub now. I'll also put a couple of links here in the post to the full list of winners if there's any other show or category you'd like to find out about, and a quick sneak preview of what to expect from the TV broadcast. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. Of course, I'll be back again on Sunday with a brand new episode of Spotlight On to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.